ABA sets forth on a new strategic roadmap. Dateline, Washington, D.C. In a gathering of its board of directors, Washington dignitaries, and other association and industry leaders, the American Bakers Association, or ABA, announced its five-year strategic plan. ABA spent the past year diving into interviews with executives from more than two dozen member companies, as well as survey results from more than 150 members and 42 in-person member listening sessions. After months of planning sessions with the ABA Board of Directors, the association revealed a plan dedicated to elevating the commercial baking industry. Cordia Harrington, ABA Board Chair and CEO of Crown Bakeries, called the unveiling a pivotal moment for the association and the commercial baking industry. She said ABA is dedicated to addressing current challenges and creating initiatives that position the organization as a leader of innovation to propel industry growth. The strategic plan's focus on growth and innovation includes advocacy, impactful events, thought leadership, and comprehensive industry trends research. During the unveiling, Eric Dell, ABA President and CEO, described the work that went into developing the strategic plan.
It's a testament to an unwavering commitment of the ABA, our board of directors. They've continued to enhance and grow the commercial baking industry. So I just want to give the board a round of applause. So this plan is really a roadmap designed to propel us forward through engaging advocacy, impactful events, insightful thought leadership, and comprehensive industry trends research.
With an understanding that new initiatives require a refresh of core ideology to ensure alignment with current member needs, the Board of Directors led a creation of ABA's new purpose, mission, and vision. The purpose is now to champion the baking industry. The mission, grow, connect, and enhance the baking industry through compelling advocacy, events, and thought leadership. The vision, the baking industry is the fastest growing segment of the food industry. Based on member feedback, ABA will emphasize workforce, consumer, and customer expectations, and the integration of technology through three primary goals. The first goal is destination workplace, creating and promoting an industry-wide workplace that is second to none. Drawing on guidance from human resources and related fields within membership, ABA will drive career awareness among potential talent pools, while also promoting effective practices for recruitment and retention. In the year-long research, labor continuously emerged as the top priority for ABA members, making it the first of these primary goals. Ron Carty, VP of Business Development for St. John's Packaging and a member of the ABA Membership Committee, commented on why workforce is such an important issue for ABA members.
The difference between, say, the new plan and 10, 15, 20 years ago is that our industry continually changes and evolves. When you look at the number one objective is around labor and retention and recruitment. We have to be more on the leading edge of getting new talent. We are in an industry that provides economical nourishment for millions of people. And in order to do that, we have to have solid workforces to help us achieve that goal.
Throughout all ABA's events, members will experience thought leadership on a variety of workforce issues affecting the baking industry. For Brian Dwyer, ABA board member and an executive at Aunt Millie's Bakeries, a concentration on workforce is crucial, and the strategic plan's goals will help make the industry attractive. He's especially excited about the way the plan was built, reflecting OGSM strategies that are often used in bakery operations.
I like how the strategic plan is written, right? It reminds me of like OGSMs, where you have objectives, you've got goals, you've got strategies, and then you've got measures. And that to me is how this strategic plan is written, where there are KPIs and there are measurables. And if you look at those measurables, the goal for ABA is to go out and find different pools to attract talent.
While ABA has long dedicated efforts to leadership development with programs such as Next Gen Baker, the new strategic plan will also help enhance these types of programs to create longevity not only for employees, but also for future industry leaders. It aligns with ABA's Next Gen Baker program, co-chaired by Lily Economakis, Division VP of Customer Development for Aspire Bakeries.
You want to be able to take people that are coming into your organization, develop them, and Next Gen Baker provides that platform with a company to invest in those people, to invest in that human being that's going to elevate themselves in your organization and also foster new growth within, more employees growing within that organization into leadership positions.
The second goal is category growth, positively positioning the industry with consumers and policymakers to grow the overall category. Leading efforts with nonprofit organizations, as well as federal, state, and local governments, ABA will work to improve food security throughout communities and elevate the stories of the industry's positive contributions. Because many baking companies operate regionally, they often become closely involved with their local communities. Brian LeCompte, president and COO of Gold Medal Bakeries and a member of ABA's executive board committee, outlined why these relationships are critical to the industry and ABA's strategic plan.
So the interesting thing about our industry is it's very localized. You know, we're all baking perishable product for the most part, so we have to be local to our communities, local to our customers. And when that happens, you really intimately get involved with what your specific customers need, but also the areas where you can help out from a community-based aspect. So I guarantee you that the majority of the companies that are members at ABA are involved with local food banks, local soup kitchens, and they're helping out within the community to support their community as a whole, because it's not a national industry. You know, if you have one bakery, you can't take care of the entire country out of one bakery. So it's a very localized industry. And one of the things, I was actually just having a conversation with the state affairs director, and he was talking about how it's really important for them to get out to the bakeries to find out what the particular, very particular issues are for the workforces for each one of those bakeries. And so I think that focus on that state affairs working group is really important to be able to give that support to membership and really help us identify ways that we can, you know, improve the ways we get our products out to our local constituents.
Through the new strategic plan, the association will promote the role baked goods play in the public consciousness and work to bring that awareness to policymakers. After a successful Baker's fly-in last fall, Bill Quigg, president and CEO of Richmond Baking and More Than a Bakery, and ABA's incoming board chair, celebrated how ABA plans to continue that momentum through the strategic plan.
We also saw in the ABA fly-in last November, our business's stories have significant impact on Congress. That's what really makes it real when they're making decisions. And it's already created positive results. So continuing to do so is really effective.
Members will also discover new tools for enabling growth in their categories with innovation opportunities and new forums for consumer trend insights. Putting the plan into action, Dell will set out on Charting the Course, a bakery manufacturer's tour, where he will meet with members in their production facilities across the country to spread the word about ABA's renewed goals and identify new ways for collaboration. The third primary goal is higher level impact, bolstering programs and services to ensure high value impact for ABA membership and the baking industry. With a renewed dedication to delivering a premium member experience, ABA's high-impact programs and services will be curated to meet specific industry needs. ABA will serve as a leader and a conduit in the commercial baking industry for ensuring trusted business connections and fostering a sense of community and a strong association culture. Quigg reiterated the most important elements of creating that culture.
We have so many champions of our industry that are represented in our association. And they bring unique perspectives, and they also bring not only individual efforts that they can provide, but then collective efforts that we can come together on as well. So all those strong individuals come together to make a really strong association, association culture, and then also you have an incredible staff that is supporting all that culture as well. And so it's really not only the professionals in the industry, but then it's also the staff that are coming together to make that strong culture where we can truly make an impact.
ABA members will see the immediate impact through programming at ABA's annual convention, taking place April 14th through 17th in Scottsdale, Arizona. With the strategic plan, ABA is also emphasizing the importance of collaboration throughout the industry and within Washington to propel commercial baking in its workforce, improving food security, and throughout the association culture in modern and productive ways. For more information on ABA's strategic plan, convention programming, and other member benefits, visit AmericanBakers.org. This story was reported, written, and recorded by Joni Spencer, Editor-in-Chief of Commercial Baking. Production by Jordan Winter, Commercial Baking Creative Director.